Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast. If you like acting and you like theater, then I think you're going to love this podcast I'm about to tell you about called Merely Role Players, a weekly actual play role-playing game podcast featuring members and friends of Blackshaw, a London theater company. The ensemble uses fiction-first role-playing games to improvise stories with maximum drama. The compere sets the scene. Each player role-plays one of the main characters, improvising their dialogue and action. And, at a suitably dramatic moment, the players roll dice to see whether things stay under the player's control or escalate out of it. That way, no one knows where the story's going next. Not the audience, not the players, not even the compere. Listen to Merely Role Players wherever you get your podcasts.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, 12th Night. Episode 5, Dear Tiger. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And don't forget, if music be the food of love, play on.
Illyria, 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 what do you have for us next? Olivia awaits another visit from Viola. Mariah and Toby await Malvolio's wrong-headed appearance before Olivia. We await news of Viola's brother Sebastian and his friend Antonio and Sir Andrew. Well, he's still Sir Andrew. So, at Grand Central Station, we hear a conductor's urgent call.
All aboard!
No! Faithfully, I'll not stay a moment longer.
Your reason, dear Tiger, give your reason.
You must give your reason, Sir Andrew.
Hello? I saw your niece show more favor to the Duke's choir boy, Cesario, than she ever bestowed on me. I saw it.
Did she see you the while, oh boy? Tell me that.
As plain as I see you now.
This was a great indicator of her love toward you.
Faithfully not. Will you make an ass of me?
All aboard.
I will prove my case, sir, upon the vows of judgment and reason.
Mm-hmm. And they have been truest judge and jury since before Noah was a sailor.
She did show favor to the youth, Cesario, in your sight, only to exasperate you, to awake your church mouse courage, to put fire in your heart and brimstone in your belly. Challenge him to fight with you. Hurt him in 11 places. My niece will take note of it.
There is no way but this, Sir Andrew.
Last call, all aboard.
Will either of you bring my challenge to him?
Go. Write it in a violent hand. Be obscene and brief. It is no matter how witty it is, as long as it is eloquent and full of invention. Get to it!
Where shall I find you?
We'll call on you at your boudoir. Go!
Huzzah! Well, I shall see you soon. Bye.
Okay, go. All right, go.
It's a priceless plaything to you, Sir Toby.
Oh, he's paid a price, some 2,000 or so.
We will have a remarkable letter from him, but you'll not deliver it.
If I don't, never trust me. And by all means, you should egg on the youth Cesario to answer him.
Cesario has in his face no great indication of cruelty.
If Andrew were opened and you find enough guts in him to fill the stomach of a flea, I'll eat the rest of his anatomy.
Until then, if you desire to split your sides and would laugh yourself into stitches, follow me. That stooge Malvolio is turned heathen. He's in yellow stockings.
And cross-gartered?
Most hideously. Like someone who pretends to be straight-laced, but deserves to be straight-jacketed. He does obey every point of the letter that I dropped to deceive him. I know my lady will hit him. And when she does, he'll smile and take it for great affection.
Come, bring me where he is.
I would not by my choice have troubled you. But since you take your pleasure from your pain, I will no longer scold you.
Oh, Sebastian.
I could not stay behind you. My desire more sharp than fight and steel did spur me on. It's not just loving to see you, though so much love could have brought me on a longer voyage. But worry for what might disturb your travels, being so new to these parts, which to a stranger, unguided and unfriended, often prove rough and inhospitable. My willing love, inspired by these dangers you might face, set off in your pursuit.
My kind Antonio, I can no other answer make but thanks. And thanks, and ever thanks. And often good deeds are shuffled off with underwhelming pay. Yeah. But where my wallet is full as my heart, you should find better reward. Oh, what's to do? Shall we go see the sights of this new town?
Oh, tomorrow, sir. Best first go see your lodging.
I am not tired, and it's long till night. I ask you, let us satisfy our eyes with the memorials and things of note that make this city famous.
If you'd pardon me, I do not without danger walk these streets. I served in a sea fight once against the Duke, and did some deeds that if I here were captured, I could not make amends or defend myself.
So then, you killed a number of his people.
My fault is not of such a bloody nature, but still, if I were caught here in this place, I would pay much.
Do not walk in the open.
Advice I'll take. But wait, sir, take my wallet. In the south suburbs, at the Elephant is best to lodge. I will arrange our dinner while you do pass the time and feed your knowledge with viewing of the town, and there will you find me.
But why your wallet?
Well, perhaps your eye will light upon some joy you have desire to purchase, and your funds, I think, are not for easy buying, sir.
I'll guard your wallet and leave you for an hour.
You to the Elephant.
I do remember.
I've sent after him. He says he'll come. What shall I serve him? What to bestow on him? For boys are often bought, not begged or borrowed. I speak too loud. Mariah? Where's Malvolio? He is sad and civil and eases away my emotional extremes. Where is Malvolio?
He's coming, madam, but in a very strange manner. He is surely possessed, madam.
Why? What's the matter? Is he raving?
No, madam, he does nothing but smile. Your ladyship would be advised to have your guard up when he comes, for surely the man is touched in the head.
Go call him here.
Oh.
as mad as he, if sad and happy madness equal be. How are you, Malvolio?
Sweet lady. Oh, oh.
Are you smiling? I sent for you on a sad occasion. What?
Sad, lady. I could be sad. This does give some faintness, this vital breathing. And this cross-gartering brings obstructions in the veins. But what of that? If it please the eye of a certain one, it is with me, as in the very true old song, please one, please all.
Why, how are you, man? What is the matter with you?
Not blue in my heart, though yellow in my legs. It did come into his hands, and commands shall be executed. I think we do know the sweet, careful handwriting.
Will you go to bed, Malvolio?
To bed? Yes, sweetheart, and I'll wait for you.
God, comfort you! Why do you smile so much and kiss your hand so often?
How are you, Malvolio?
I answer you, Mariah? No, eagles do not fly with pigeons.
Why do you appear with this ridiculous boldness before my lady?
Be not afraid of greatness. Shh. It was well written.
What do you mean by that, Malvolio?
Some are born great.
Huh?
Some achieve greatness.
What are you saying?
And some have greatness thrust upon them.
Heaven restore you.
Remember who commended your yellow stockings.
Your yellow stockings?
And wished to see you cross-gartered.
Cross-gartered?
Go to. You are made if you desire to be so.
Am I made?
If not, let me see you a servant still.
This is some midsummer madness. I'll go. Good Mariah. Let Malvolio be looked after. Where's my Uncle Toby? Let him have special care of him. I would not have him harmed for half my dowry.
This is intermission. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Hey, Play On Podcast listeners. I want you to be a part of the cast. Become a supporting cast member with Play On Podcasts for just $5 a month. Get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. I talk to actors, playwrights, directors, and producers from the worlds of theater and Hollywood, pulling back the curtain on why they got into their profession, why these stories are so relevant today, and providing context on the process of making these plays in the podcast format. You'll enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On Podcast series, and maybe even a gift or two. Head over to playonpodcasts.com. Click Supporting Cast and join the club today. We so love creating this content for you, and we hope you'll support us so we can bring you inside this rejuvenated, reimagined Shakespearean world. Join the cast. Supporting Cast. Go to ncpodcasts.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Oh, do you see my worth now? No lesser man than Sir Toby to look after me. She sends him on purpose that I may appear stubborn to him. For she instructs me in the letter, slip off your servile skin, says she. Be contrary with a relative, surly with the servants. Share your political views vociferously. Be one of a kind. And then she writes out how to do it. Have a stern face, a serious demeanor, a slow tongue in the style of a notable gentleman, and so forth. Oh, I have won her. But it is God's doing, and God make me thankful. Oh, when she went away now, let Malvolio be looked after. Why, everything comes together so that no shadow of a doubt, no doubt of a doubt, no obstacle. What can be said? Nothing that can be can come between me and the full realization of my hopes. Well, God, not I, is the doer of this, and he is to be thanked.
Which way did he go? In the name of all that's holy, if all the devils of hell were on his shoulder, and Lucifer himself possesses him, still, I'll speak to him.
Here he is, Sir Toby. Here he is. How is it with you, sir? How is it with you, man?
Go off! I reject you! Let me enjoy my private time! Go off!
Oh, how boomingly the fiend speaks within him! Did I not tell you? Sir Toby, my lady asks you to take special care of him.
Aha! Does she now?
Oh, go on, go on. Quiet, quiet. We must deal gently with him. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Oh. How do you, Malvolio? How is it with you? What, man? Defy the devil. Consider that he's an enemy to mankind.
Do you know what you say?
Look there. When you criticize the devil, how Malvolio takes it to heart. Oh, pray God he is not bewitched.
Perhaps an exorcist should examine his excrement. Yes.
And it shall be done tomorrow morning, as I live. My lady would not have him expire for more than I'll say.
How now, mistress?
Oh, please hold your peace. This is not the way. Let me alone with him.
Get him to say his prayers, good Sir Toby. Get him to pray.
My prayers, minx?
No, I guarantee you he will not hear of godliness.
Go hang yourselves all. Oh. You are idle, shallow things. Oh. I am now better than you, as you will soon learn.
Is it possible?
If this were played upon a stage now, I would condemn it as an improbable fiction.
His very soul has gotten the infection of our plan.
So go after him, in case the plan might be exposed and spoiled.
What if we shall make him insane indeed?
It will be easier to get to the wine.
Come. We'll put him in a dark room and bind him. My niece is already in the belief that he's mad. We may carry it out for our pleasure and his penance until this pastime, tired and out of breath, prompts us to have mercy on him.
Here's the challenge. Read it.
But see.
More games make a better party.
Oh, I warrant there's vinegar and pepper in it.
Is it so saucy?
Go on and read.
Cesario, whatever you are, you are but a scurvy fellow.
Good and courageous.
Yes, right?
Wonder not nor question not in your mind why I do call you this, for I will show you no reason for it.
Yes. Well, that will keep the law from frowning on you.
Exactly.
You come to the Lady Olivia, and in my sight she treats you kindly. But you lie in your throat. That is not the business I challenge you for.
Mm-hmm. Very direct and showing great senselessness.
I will waylay you going home, where if it be your chance to kill me.
Yes.
You kill me like
a rogue and a villain.
Still, you keep on the safe side of the law, and with excellent penmanship.
Why, thank you.
Fare you well, and God have mercy on one of our souls. He may have mercy on mine, but I hope not, and so look to yourself. Your friend, if you treat me so, and your sworn enemy, Andrew Aguecheek. If this letter doesn't move him, his legs couldn't. I'll give it to him.
Yes!
You may have the perfect occasion for it. Huh? Cesario is now in conversation with my lady and will soon depart.
Go, Sir Andrew. Snoop for him at the corner of the orchard like a spy.
Yes.
As soon as you see him, draw your sword, and as you draw, swear horribly. Away!
Oh, fear not! I will handle the swearing. See you soon. I'll see you soon. Yes, yes, I'll see you soon.
Yes, yes. Now, I will not deliver his letter, because the behavior of young Cesario shows him to be of good intelligence and breeding.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this letter, being so excellently ignorant, will breed no terror in the young gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He will believe it comes from a clodpole. I will deliver Sir Andrew's challenge face to face. Describe Aguecheek with a notable report of courage that will drive the young Cesario into a most terrified opinion of Sir Andrew's rage, skill, fury, and impetuosity.
Ooh.
This will so frighten them both that they will kill one another with just a look.
Nor him, beloved, as since all alike my songs and praises.
Here Cesario comes with your niece. We'll leave them be until he leaves, and then go after him.
I will meditate meanwhile on some horrible message for the challenge.
I have said too much unto a heart of stone and risked my honor too unwarily.
In the same emotion that your passion floats, Orsino's grief does sink.
Here, wear this locket for me. It's my picture. Do not refuse. It has no tongue to argue. And I do beg you come again tomorrow. Accept my honor. What would you ask of me that I would then deny to give to you?
Nothing but this, your true love for my lordship.
How with my honor can I give him that which I have given you?
I will release you.
Well, come again tomorrow. Fare you well. A fiend like you might send my soul to hell.
Gentlemen! God save you.
God save you.
God save you.
And you, sir, madam.
What defenses you have? Ready them now. Of what nature are the wrongs you have done to him? I don't know, but he lays in wait, full of spite, bloody as the hunter, expecting you at the orchard's end. Unsheathe your sword. Be ready in your preparation, for your assailant is quick, skillful, and deadly.
You mistake, sir. I am sure no man has any quarrel with me.
You'll find out otherwise, I assure you. Therefore, if you value your life at any price, put yourself on guard.
Mm-hmm.
For your opponent has in him everything youth, strength, skill, and wrath can give to a man.
I ask you, sir, who is he?
He is one Sir Andrew Aguecheek. Not tested on the battlefield, but a devil in private brawl. Three souls and bodies he has divorced. And his incensement at this moment is so implacable that his only satisfaction will be in your death and burial. Kill or be killed is his motto. Give or take.
I will return again to the house and ask protection of the lady. I am no fighter. I have heard of some men starting fights just to prove their manhood. Maybe this is a man of that odd habit?
Sir. No. Mm-mm. His indignation grows out of significant injury. Mm-hmm. You shall not go back to the house unless he'd rather fight a duel with me. So, go on. Duel you must, that's certain. Or give up the right to wear a sword at all.
This is as uncivil as strange. I beg you, do me this generous favor and ask the knight what my offense to him is. Hmm. It is something of mistakenness, nothing of on-purposeness.
I will do so. Signorina Marai, you stay with this gentleman until my return?
I beg you, ma'am. Do you know about this matter?
I know Sir Andrew is incensed against you, even to a fight to the death, but nothing of the circumstances more.
I beg you, what kind of man is he?
Oh, you are like to find a hopeful promise in his appearance, as it holds no proof of his courage. But he is indeed, sir, the most skillful, bloody, and murderous opponent that you could possibly have found in any part of Illyria. Will you walk toward him? I will make your peace with him, if I can.
I will owe you much for it. I am one that would rather fly with the dove than with the hawk.
And we can't wait to fly to what happens next. Will Viola fight Andrew? Will Andrew fight Viola? Will Toby and Mariah push them farther than either of them wants to go? How is Malvolio being looked after? Did Sebastian have a nice tour of the city? Let us take a tour of the answers to all these questions next time in Twelfth Night or What You Will!
The Play On podcast series, Twelfth Night, was translated into modern English verse by Allison Carey and directed by Christopher Liam Moore. The cast is as follows. Amy Brenneman as Olivia. Jordan Barbour as Sir Andrew Aguecheek. Catherine Castellanos as Mariah. Brandon David Delsit as Sebastian. Rodney Gardner as Festy. Michael Goodfriend as the bartender and officer two. Christopher Jean as Antonio and Curio. David Kelly as Malvolio. Tina Munoz Pandya as Valentine and officer. Daniel Parker as Sir Toby Belch. Jamie Ann Romero as Viola. Tramell Tillman as Orsino. George Bennett Watson as the sea captain and the priest. Casting by the Telsey office. Karen Castle, CSA, and Ada Karamanian. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Original music composition by David Reifel. Sound design and mix by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Script supervisor, Jordan Moore. Managing producer, Robert Capodona. Senior producer, Miriam Lauba. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The senior manager of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, Twelfth Night, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcasts.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Hear more about the Play On Shakespeare podcast series by listening to bonus content at ncpodcasts.com, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, if music be the food of love, play on.
This is Michael Goodfriend,
executive producer of the Play On podcast. Are you listening to the longest-running writing podcast on the internet? I Should Be Writing started in 2005 with wannabe writer Mer Lafferty talking about what she was learning about publishing, and it's still going today, with Mer now having written 7 books, including a Star Wars novelization and a Hugo and Nebula-nominated novel. Hundreds of episodes talk about the path of a writer, from dealing with rejection to self-doubt, skepticism from family and friends, imposter syndrome, and yes, sometimes craft regarding characters, plot, and setting. Hear interviews with science fiction authors and get tips from the best. Follow I Should Be Writing in your favorite podcatcher.
Next Chapter Podcasts.